This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Gabby's embarrassing moment number
1690.
Yeah, right. We're slowly making our way up.
Slowly making our way up. So this one happened across the weekend. I went to see A Quiet Place at the movies.
Ooh, yes.
Which, can I just say, is an amazing movie.
Yeah,
all the reviews have come back incredible, and I totally agree with them.
Mm.
It took a while to convince my boyfriend to come with me to the movie, though, because he doesn't like scary movies, especially in a cinema setting where it's really intense.
Yep. Fair enough.
But I finally convinced him only because I went to see the second Pacific Rim, and that was his choice, and so it was my choice next time round, so he had to come.
Oh, and he was thinking it'd be some sort of romantic thing,
no,
and then you hit him with a horror movie.
Yeah, and so he was really upset with me already as we're heading to the cinema, and he was really freaking out. He was getting really nervous, and I was trying to calm him down, whatever. We're in the car, we get to the movies, and we go to get out, and I realised I hadn't put any shoes on. I had left the house with no shoes on. And I don't know how, but I was passenger, so it's not like I was driving, so I wasn't using my feet, but it wasn't
you were using your feet to get to the car.
No, well, normally I put my shoes on in the garage. Like, all my shoes are in the garage, and I put them on just before I get in the car. I just forgot that step. So we get all the way to the cinema, and I was like, I'm not wearing any shoes. And he was like, well, what are we going to do? Either we're going to be late for the movie because we have to race home and get new shoes, or you go barefoot. And so I scurried around in my car, and I found a pair of heels that I'd left in my car after an event. My feet were sore, and I just threw them in the back.
Sure.
And so I was like, it's all right, I'll just wear these. He's like, you've got to be kidding me. So I'm wearing this super cash outfit, no makeup on, hadn't done my hair, like very casual. And then I was wearing 6-inch purple heels.
Wow.
So I'm like, it's fine. We're just going to the movies. No one's going to
spend
see
most
me.
Of the time in the dark of the
exactly.
movies.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're walking into the cinema, and I was like, I really appreciate holding your hand right now because I'm in 6-inch heels. Like, I like extra support.
Yeah, of course.
And he's like, don't even think about it. And he walked about 5 steps ahead of me the entire time. Didn't want to be seen with me in my tracky dacks and heels because he thought it was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, mate, I'm just making a fashion statement. It's fine. Trackies are in. It's okay.
Oh, look, I'm a big fan of trackies.
I had a few weird looks as we got into the cinema and whatnot. And then I was very uncomfortable throughout the entire screening because I'm in these stupid heels when I wanted to be just like in slacks and comfy.
Yeah.
But you know what? All in all, fabulous movie. Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth being uncomfortable throughout it. My boyfriend still mad at me, though, because we got out and he's not much of a sweater.
Yeah.
But after that movie, he literally had the biggest sweat patches under his arms from the stress.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the stress of being seen with me in my outfit or from the movie or a bit of both. But
I'm going to go with the outfit, to be
pretty
honest.
Pretty sure he's still not talking to me.
Well, if you don't know, then
I think it's me.
Yeah.
Go see it, though.
Go see the movie.
Epic movie.
A Quiet Place.
Just don't forget your shoes.
Yeah, please. Everybody seems to be loving on the home assistants that you can get at the moment, the virtual assistants. There are three main ones that are on the market at the moment, which is Alexa from Amazon. You've got your Google Home Mini, which has no other name, and Siri, which is obviously the Apple iPhone version. It is going into the home. In fact, it's made it into the home as well, not just in phone form. There's a pod that you can get.
An Apple pod,
which is like a little speaker. So I thought I'd spend this week putting those three, at least, to the test.
Right.
Now, yesterday we had them singing and telling jokes. Today I've decided to go Star Wars chat.
Oh, of course you have.
In celebration of the fact that the new trailer for the new Han Solo movie dropped yesterday, in fact, I thought I'd ask them a question about Star Wars, and quite an important question about Star Wars lore when it comes to Han Solo. Now, if you've seen Episode 4, which is the original movie made back in the 70s, Han Solo and a character called Greedo are in a bar together, and Greedo gets shot. Everybody, there's an argument basically going on between Star Wars nerds on who shot first, whether it was Han Solo or Greedo. Now, if Han shot first, he's not a good guy, he's a bad guy.
I can hear half of our audience snoring.
Yeah, just
right
turning
now.
Off. Anyway, so, all right, I just had to set that up because all I did was ask, and I didn't say anything about Star Wars or Han Solo or whatever. I asked the simple question, who shot first? And this is the response.
Hey, Siri. Who shot first?
Han
Here are some matches for shot. Shot caller. Shot in the dark. Slap shot.
Siri
a shot
had no
in
idea.
The dark. A shot at love with Tila Tequila. Do you want to hear the remaining four?
No.
No.
Alexa, who shot first?
Han shot first in the original version of Star Wars Episode 4.
Okay, Google. Who shot first?
Han, definitely. Okay, I just watched the video again, and now I'm thinking Greedo.
Wait for it.
All right, here we go. I've now watched the video 15 times and I can say for sure that Chewbacca was not in that scene and I'm therefore not interested.
Fair enough.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Well done to the Google Home Mini.
No idea.
Yeah, no idea at all. And just to even things up, because, you know, in the world there are two types of people, Star Wars fans and Star Trek fans.
What about the people that don't like either?
No, once again, there are two types of people in the world.
No,
there really aren't. So I got a Star Trek reference in there.
Hey, Google, beam me up, Scotty.
I really look up to Scotty. He's always helping people.
Alexa, beam me up, Scotty.
At warp speed, Captain. The engines will never take it.
Hey, Siri, beam me up, Scotty.
Can I see your badge, please?
Badge. That's a badge to make sure that
she...
That was
weird.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I had to ask her three or four times and it was the same response. She really doesn't play the game.
She doesn't. She's a bit too serious, old Siri.
Well, yeah,
she used to be so much more fun. She's obviously gotten old.
I don't... Well, maybe. Maybe they've just gone...
Grown up.
Yeah.
More mature.
She's like, stop asking stupid questions.
I'm sick of these childish games.
Maybe.
In such a mum move, ever since I got my driver's license until...
Yep.
All the way till now,
yeah.
My mum asks me to text her when I get anywhere safely.
Yeah,
so
right.
Whether it was driving into school, driving to a friend's place, coming home late at night, whatever the case might be, she'd always say, text me when you get there.
Yeah, right.
And if I didn't, I'd get a phone call making sure I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, it was kind of annoying because I was just living my life and having a great time and my mum's just checking in all the time and ruining the buzz. But I get it now.
Yeah.
And it turns out I'm turning into my mum.
Mm.
Well, you know, it's not such a bad thing, but...
No.
I think my boyfriend thinks otherwise because he works away a lot of the time. And whenever he is traveling for work, I always tell him, text me when you get there. Every single time. And every time without fail, he forgets.
Yeah, of course.
Every time.
Yeah.
And it's probably 2 hours after he has arrived. I'll text him and be like, hello, are you there? He's like, oh, sorry, I just got here and just started working straight away. I'm here, all good.
Yep.
Every single time. I'm like, mate. You should have learned by now. Just text me when you get there and I won't hassle you.
Otherwise, you get a barrage.
You get a barrage
of texts and phone calls.
Are you there? Are you safe? Did you have a crash? What's happening?
What's happening?
Are you in danger?
No,
what's going
worried.
On? Are you in hospital? I'm worried. What's up? I'm fine. I'm just working.
I must admit, I throw that out every now and again as well, but just for the longer distance, like not just, you know, if you're driving around the corner or whatever, but if my...
Just going down the street for work, let me know when you get there safe.
I'm going to the supermarket. Send me a text when you get there, just so I know. my wife went still down the Gold Coast for the Comm Games.
Oh, yeah.
So I did the whole send me a text when you get there.
Did she?
No. I wonder if she's okay. She left on Saturday.
See, you know, it is only helpful if you actually follow up. If you say text me when you get there safe, you've actually got to follow up.
Yeah,
otherwise,
you do.
You just look like you don't care.
True.
It's all words, no action.
Exactly.
I don't know, 13, 12, 16, though, do you do this as well? Do you check up on your loved ones?
Mm-hmm.
And how do they respond?
React, yeah.
Especially if you've got kids, because my sister used to rebel against my mum. Like, you're just trying to check up on me. You want to know where I am all the time. And you're just trying to invade my privacy. And she refused to do it.
Wow.
13, 12, 16, do you check up on your loved ones?
Yeah, in text form.
Mm.
Christy's on the line. Is it something you do?
Yes, it certainly does, and I've actually upgraded now. I now have a family tracker, which my two teenage daughters have agreed to be part of, and it's really good because I can keep track of where they are and know when they arrive. They don't really like me asking them to check in because it has a little check-in button that you click and it asks them to tell you where you are, where they are.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But it is wonderful. And so, it pays for the annoying...
Right. This is more like an app on the phone. When you first said it, I thought it was more along the lines of an ankle bracelet.
They've got microchips in
there. Yeah, they've got microchips.
I know where they are.
Yeah.
No, an app on the phone. So it's kind of like a find your friends kind of thing,
right?
Okay. Yeah, and these days nobody is without their phone, so you can just keep track of everybody. So, and you don't have to, you know, they don't have to know how many times a day I might check it, just to make sure that they have arrived safely at their destination. And
how old are your daughters?
19 and 18.
I'm so surprised that they have agreed to be part of this, because when I was their age, there was no way.
actually, I have to take that back. It's 20 and 18. Just turned 20. I think because, you know, if they went clubbing or something, I would say, you know, you need to snap me so I know it's you and I know you're alive and all of that sort of thing. So they much prefer the tracker.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good on you for having such a great relationship with your daughters, because...
Yeah.
I prefer my mum not know where I was when I was 18.
Well, it's just peace of mind. And they have occasionally looked up where I am and kind of said, why are you there?
Oh, hello.
Goes both ways.
Ever thought of just leaving your phone somewhere where they...
Just leave it at home while you go out to run errands or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I should start doing that. No.
Maybe.
And I couldn't see where they were.
Oh, true. That's a good...
I went to the shops the other day. I took my kids with me because we weren't looking for anything other than coloured paper, because my my kids had decided that it was art and craft day, and they went, Dad, we need some coloured paper. And then when we didn't have any, all hell broke loose. So off to the shops. Off to the shops we went, and in the aisle where the coloured paper was, I found something that I didn't think existed anymore, and that is note cards. So little blank pieces of card with lines on them that you can write on. They're about the size of your hand, that you write notes on for speeches and all that kind of stuff. Now, I didn't think they exist anymore, because every time you see somebody making a speech or whatever, well, not every time, but a lot of the time, they're working from their phone or their iPad or whatever, and they just scroll up when they need to find more stuff to talk about.
I know those cards, though, we used to use in primary school when we had our first ever try at oral presentations or debates.
Yep.
And it was a great little way to write your speech on it.
Yeah, you so put your bullet points on it.
I wrote the entire speech. None of this bullet point stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Sorry. Yeah. My mistake.
Bullet points were probably in high school. Yep. The entire speech was in primary school. Right. And but yeah, we totally used them back in the day until computers came into it, and then you just printed on a grid and cut them up.
So I bought a packet. They were $2.50 for about 1,000. And
why
I thought,
so cheap?
Well, why don't people use them as often anymore? Here's an idea. Why don't I get Gabby to use them? So I set a challenge for you yesterday, Gab, in our meeting with the boss to use the cue cards or the note cards.
Yeah, I accepted the challenge before I realised it was in with the boss that I had to participate, but I did it anyway.
Yes.
I was a true champion.
The deal was, though, I wrote all the conversation or responses on the cards, and you just had to stick to the cards in the meeting. We walked into the boss's office yesterday, sat down, and this is how it went.
Hello, David. How was your weekend?
Well, thanks, Gab. And how about you?
Good. Sounds like fun. Mine was great. Thanks for asking.
That's okay. You look nice today.
Great show today. Hamish, as always, brought his A game. I give myself a solid C.
A solid C? Is that all? Surely you're worth more than that.
Actually, a C minus.
What are you doing?
For reals. What's coming up on the show? Plenty of stuff. Embarrassing moments, stuff kids say, tell us something we don't know, plenty of shenanigans. What's coming up for you this week?
Oh, for me this week?
Oh my God, that is freaking epic. Anywho, let's wrap this chat up. I've got to go. Busy, busy. I mean, my couch won't sit on itself. Great. See you Wednesday. Love you. Bye.
I thought the love you buy at the end was a good way of signing off to the boss.
Not really. Not really. I feel like that's very inappropriate, and HR have already called me. Also, well done for giving yourself an A and me a C minus. Well done.
Quick question for you, Gab. How do you go with a hot bedroom sleeping at night?
Nah, can't do it. Yep. I wake up all sweaty and gross and I have terrible dreams.
I also have terrible dreams. I don't know if I'd call them nightmares, just terrible dreams.
Yeah.
In a hot room. And a sleep scientist has recommended, in fact, that your bedroom should be between 16 and 18 degrees to get a good night's sleep.
16 and 18. I don't know why, but it just sounds chilly to me. But I guess with a doona on top of you, it is Yeah, pretty average. Yeah,
I would
right.
I would call 18 degrees quite warm to be sleeping in. I would prefer sub 10, I reckon.
Really?
Really. I love
a cold night.
Yeah. Rugging up on a cold night, I think. And just, you know, having that fresh air, I guess, on your face.
Yeah.
That cold air on your face, but knowing the rest of you is nice and warm. I think that's
it's nice and cozy, isn't
it? Yeah.
I love a heavy doona.
Yeah.
So I guess you're right.
Mm.
The cooler the temperature, the better it is. Otherwise, I do overheat and have to stick a leg out.
Yeah, right.
But or I put the overhead fan on. But yeah, no, you're right. Because if I always have weird dreams anyway, like really, really weird dreams all the time. And I always entertain my family with the strange dreams that happen overnight.
Yeah.
But as soon as I get hot, the dream turns from weird to horrifying.
Okay. Give us an example of your standard weird Gabby dream.
Yeah.
And a horrifying dream.
Well, I guess, you know, one time I did dream that I was just doing up shoelaces.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Why would you dream about that?
Why would I dream about that?
It's an everyday function.
I know.
It's like, hey.
But I woke up, I was like, boring, but weird.
Yeah.
I guess if I was hot, I probably would have dreamt that the shoelaces were about to strangle me.
Right.
I don't know.
They turned into snakes.
Yeah. Last night, had a dream that there were maggots on my dog,
okay.
Which is really gross.
That is gross.
And weird.
Mm.
If I was hot, the maggots probably would have been attacking me.
Yeah, right. Right.
There's a very distinct line between weird and horrifying.
I just think you're going into the dream state with some issues, Gab. I don't think it has anything to do with the temperature of the room. I think it has a lot to do with what's going on between the ears. We're going to catch up with and it worries me that we work in a confined space together.
All right.
But
maybe I'll keep a dream diary and you can start rationalising.
I don't want to read
dreams.
It.
You don't want to know what's going on in my head.
No, not at all.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.